This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump visited the northern part of the state of California to get a close-up look at the widespread damage that raging wildfires have inflicted on the state.
Nobody would have ever thought this could have happened. So the federal government is behind you. We're all behind each other. I think we can truly say, Jerry, right? And Jerry and I have been speaking, and Gavin and I have now gotten to know each other, and we're all going to work together, and we'll do a real job.
At least 76 people have died, more than 1,000 more are missing. Mr. Trump also went to Southern California, where a wildfire killed at least three and destroyed huge portions of the coastal community of Malibu near Los Angeles. The fire is about 80% contained in the south, 60% in the north. The Trump administration taking issue with reports that cite a U.S. official saying American intelligence agencies have concluded Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. AP's Ben Thomas.
The State Department says reports that the government has made a final conclusion about the role Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have played in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi are inaccurate. Those reports cited a U.S. official who was not authorized to discuss the matter publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says there remain numerous unanswered questions, and the department will continue to seek all relevant facts. The Saudi government has denied the claim that the Crown Prince ordered Khashoggi's killing. Asked about the allegation as he left the White House this morning, President Trump said,
"They have been a truly spectacular ally in terms of jobs and economic development. And I also take that, you know, I'm president, I have to take a lot of things into consideration."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation has held another round of marathon discussions with Taliban officials to push for a politically negotiated settlement in the 17-year war. The Taliban says its dialogue process with Washington is aimed at securing a timetable for the withdrawal of all American and NATO troops from Afghanistan to pave the way for an intra-Afghan dialogue. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says U.S.-led coalition airstrikes have killed more than 40 people in Deir ez-Zor, that's near the Iraqi border. Edward Uranian is following the story.
Arab media announced the deaths of several dozen people, most of whom appear to have been Islamic State group fighters, during bitter fighting in the Deir ez-Zor region of eastern Syria, not far from the Iraqi border. Rami Abdulrahman of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights claims that about three dozen Islamic State fighters were killed in the airstrikes on the village of Abu Hassan. A number of civilians and family members of the Islamic State fighters were also killed. Abdulrahman insisted that it was the highest death toll in coalition airstrikes since U.S.-aligned Kurdish fighters launched their attack against this particular northeastern Syrian Islamic State pocket in September. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
British Prime Minister Theresa May fought back against critics of her Brexit deal, telling opponents from within her party their alternative plans for Britain's departure from the European Union would not work. May is battling to win over rebels in her Conservative Party and to preserve her position as Prime Minister after a grueling week in which party members plotted to oust her and two cabinet ministers quit within hours of her government striking the long-sought divorce agreement with the EU.
I believe with every fiber of my being that the course I have set out is the right one for our country and all our people. From the very beginning, I have known what I wanted to deliver for the British people, to honour their vote in the referendum.
While the Prime Minister appeared to have survived the week, her headaches are far from over. Disaffected so-called Brexiters think they have the numbers required to trigger a challenge to May's leadership. Thousands of French protesters have demonstrated against higher fuel taxes and President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies. Demonstrations across motorways sparked major traffic jams and several accidents, including fatality at one of the roadblocks. You can get more news by going to our website. Look for us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.